Thank you. With that said, I want to welcome everybody, wherever you may be watching. Welcome to the D-Live crowd and the Rumble live stream crowd. And those of you watching on the recorded live stream on BitChute, right? And Rumble, and those of you watching on the Foxhole, if it's working, God bless you all, folks. Thank you. And thank you. And I want to welcome those listening to the Truth in Art Radio Network. How about that? All right. Welcome to the Wednesday night program, ladies and gentlemen. How's everyone doing? Let's keep praying for Donna, right? She needs our prayer, our moderator. We have items in the news. I hate to say it, but the clown show continues. They're not going to let it go. That's forever, people. The clown show is forever until we physically remove these demons and physically, in some cases, say goodbye to them. Death penalty. In some cases, prison. In some cases, it's just going to be a matter of forcing them to step down. The virus ends in violence. No other way. We're not going to wish it away by doing more shows and playing the clown music. It's never going to go away, people. The clown show is here forever. Taxes, death, and the clown show. The clown show is stepping up to the level of death and taxes. It's forever, people. Until we physically remove these demons, the clown show is forever. I'll say it again. So in the meantime, before we get into the clown show, people, there it is. Two stories I want to share. Right there, people. Biden's approval rating craters to shocking new lows. Least popular among Hispanics. Yeah. This, they think that Biden is at 33% approval rating. Come on, people. This approval rating, all this stuff is monkey business. It's way lower than 33%. Way lower. So we know that, and it's because of the clown show, because he won't let go of the virus, because he is doing what his masters tell him to do. And we're going to end tonight with a video. I mean, I think it's a big deal to me, explaining the whole journey for the old man. It's not doing very well. Also, all right, and this is another story to start off tonight. Same thing. After a year of scandals, viewership at perverted plague, CNN down 90%. Think about that. Where's my crowd? So the old man, 20-something percent approval rating, if that. They're saying 33. Come on, people. You got to divide. I say it's maybe half of that, 15%. But this was his approval rating on November 3rd of 2020. Same thing. Trump won by a shocking landslide. Even the numbers that Trump is saying, that he got 100, and Mike Lindell, 175 million. No. It's way more than that. They just don't want to say it, you know, because then it's like, well, how do you know? And it makes him sound, you know, not too authentic. But it was way more than that. So, well, you know, let's see if we can run through this. Ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pain. They're gonna keep doing this, and you guys get it. So while reality is doing its thing, now we have to go into this bubble, this fake reality. And it's getting funnier and faker and faker and faker and faker and faker. As we know for sure, people, we know 100%. Let me lower. We know for sure that the Omicron is a cold virus. They know that. We know this. All the big doctors came out and rolled this out. Everybody knows this. And Dr. Malone said, look, several weeks ago, look, this is a blessing from God. Omicron, I'm saying it again tonight, is a blessing. So Satan's army, they're not going to go down. Read the book of Revelation, people. So, of course, they're coming out. By the way, people, is this like a collection of newspapers? Is there even a body under here? And if this is a body, yeah, this is probably somebody that died from cancer. All right, it's enough with the music. You guys get it with the music. All right. This is, who knows, if this is even a body. This is, look, honestly, people, if you look at the background with the brooms and all this, this looks to me almost like a lab for medical students. But who cares? I don't know, and I don't care. But I'm pretty sure this is not a COVID patient. But anyway, there it is, people. Coronavirus deaths increase 40% in 1 week. Yeah, right. I'll even roll out the laughing track. Well, that's the wrong track. I'll even roll out the, I'm going to laugh. The Bible says that we're to laugh at Satan. I'm saying it confidently. They're lying. Don't believe it, people. It's over. Done. They know it. They were brokenhearted throughout December. You guys know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. The demons on the left, these demonic Marxists, they were brokenhearted back in December. They rolled out this fake operation to ruin your Thanksgiving and ruin your Christmas. That was the main point. And they know that by the beginning of January, end of December, it all came out that this thing is no big deal. No one is dying from this. That's it. Everybody's got herd immunity. It's over. They know that. So, all right, people. December 12th. Lying about, there is no such thing. Again, people. And this is the CDC that's putting out this lie. They know about the Fauci destruction yesterday. So, and here we go, people. And the old man comes out. He's hiring what? Coronavirus testing? There it is, people. All right, people. The old man is hiring a coronavirus what? Testing coordinator. What is that? Coronavirus testing. I told everybody in December, people, November, December, everything comes to pass in this channel. I'm almost getting angry at how often I'm right. I'm like almost angry at myself. I would like to be wrong once in a while. Come on, people. We went over this already. That it was all about the testing. Testing, 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 testing. So the testing operation is in full go to the point where they're hiring a testing coordinator. You're the, and by the way, let me get this story right here, right now, people, because I think it's relevant. Isn't it interesting that while they're rolling out this new position, the testing coordinator, if you could believe that, and they're using what? They're claiming that everything is about testing. They're subjecting innocent children to testing. They're subjecting everyone and anyone, wherever you work, they're subjecting everyone. Testing. You got to test. Because without the test, we wouldn't have had the first round of the 99% virus back in 2020. It would have been over, people. If they judge just on people being sick from actual coronavirus, it's over. We've already gone through the Truth in RTV chart already billion times already, people. They would never have gotten this without the testing and the false labeling of COVID death. And don't forget, people, that behind the scenes, you guys already know this. Everybody was being given a lot of money to label someone COVID positive and to label someone as COVID infected, and you're in the hospital because of COVID. Yeah, and then forget it. Then the real money comes in. Kaboom. Throw them on a ventilator. Hey, shut up. We're not going to give you hydroxychloroquine. Shut up and die. We're going to put you on a ventilator so we can get paid. So what? You die alone. That's what this is, people. And anyone who's still involved in this, goodbye. You die. Please die. If you're that stupid to believe this. All right, you guys. Of course, we're not talking about you guys, but anyone that stupid, read your Bible. It's just like Noah's days. If you're that stupid to not believe Noah, bye, drown. That's the way this works. And now, people, the angel of death is coming for all these demons. And that is because the Bible says, if you believe sorcery, look it up, people. There are no situations throughout life when people believe sorcery, and the end result of that was that God said, you know what? I love you. I'm going to bless you for believing sorcery. Yeah. It doesn't matter that it's your friend or your family member or my family member. These people are under demonic sorcery, which I break the chains of that right now in Jesus' name. But people, now they're starting a brand new sorcery operation, saying that everyone's dying. Nobody's dying. And would you believe it, people? Take a look. I mean, you can't make this up. This was posted by Jack Posobiec saying, are you paying attention? Yeah, look at this, people. Cass Sunstein of... You can't make this up. Let me see if I can make this bigger. Cass Sunstein, what? Tapped to chair World Health Organization Technical Advisory Group, if you could believe that. The guy who implemented COINTELPRO operations inside of not only the 9/11 so-called truth movement during the Obama years, but other movements and, you know, inside the alternative media, people. This is the guy that inserted basically everything, including flat earth, a lot of other theories into the consciousness of Americans during the Obama years. I've done entire programs and series on these topics on the members channel and on the live stream years ago before Susie took me down. Look him up, people. And now this is a, in other words, people, this guy is a, this, his expertise is psyops. His expertise is COINTELPRO. He's written papers on this. And they're bringing in, they're in such desperation, they're like, Cass Sunstein, we need you now at the global level. Get out here. Boom. That is what this is, people. This is shocking. Anyway, be aware of this. And to his credit, Posobiec is digging deeper into this today, actually. He posted something big on this about a global, you know, psychological operations, which I'm going to look into that. I'll let you guys know what I find out. I encourage people to look this up for yourself, actually. But anyway, people, let's wrap up. There's a lot of real things going on. I don't want to spend time on this virus, but be aware, no, the regime, here it is. Biden regime announces unvaxxed federal workers must. There it is. Take weekly what? COVID testing. That is what this is all about. Shut up and take your test. I never took your stupid mask. Obviously, I will never get any vaccine of any kind. Look it up. Well, can't look up my own medical record, but I don't even do tetanus. I've never, like, the flu vaccine. Come on. So, because I understand the herd immunity, I understand the body's immune system is powerful. Vaccines, the original vaccines with the antigens, of course they work. But I don't need, that's a booster. I mean, there's certain situations when people travel into endemic areas, you know, it's a great, I think, a good idea to get a vaccine, a specific vaccines that are available. It depends, right? But again, people, I never took their vaccine. I never took their mask, and I'm not taking your tests ever. And I should suggest you don't either. But there it is, people. Everybody, federal workers, shut up and take your tests. And they're going to use this testing operation. All of a sudden, people, guarantee in the next few weeks, like gazillion federal workers are going to be COVID positive. And that's going to be, they need the operation to continue. No COVID, no new world order. Write it down. No COVID, no new world order. The COVID is the virus is the new world order, people. How many times did I say this? But you could see it now with your own two eyes, right? The virus is the new world order, and the clown show continues. Quebec to significantly tax unvaccinated Canadians. That is the way this works. Remember, 2 weeks to slow the spread? There it is, people. And if that ain't enough, before we move on to other topics, look at this. U.S. Army offers what max enlistment bonus of $50,000 to new recruits as service struggles to lure new soldiers. Good luck, Army. It's over. Again, this is all part of the history that we're in. Nobody's going to join the military. Why would they? They're going to be forced to bring back all the normal people that didn't want to get vaccinated, of course. So, and anyone who tell everyone, don't join the military. That's no different than the National Guard stepping in to New York and these other cities to replace good people that were fired. Why are you cooperating with the New World Order? That's it. Let it go, all right? We're under devolution. For anyone that's not familiar with what's happening, we're in the military coup right now. And it looks like, based on documents, that it's a devolution type of operation where we're allowing the enemy of America to roam around freely so that everyone can see with their own two eyes what communism and Marxism is all about. They are, by default, they are destroying themselves by exposing themselves. Why? Because the enemy was deeply entrenched and there was no other way to defeat these guys. Trump, it wouldn't have worked if Trump would have done the frontal assault, confiscate Dominion servers and start arresting everybody. And, you know, we had Durham, right, back in 2018, no matter how many Q drops we got, telling us, you know, suicide weekend, all this stuff. Even John Solomon, in one of his appearances in 2020, late 2020, August, September 2020, was talking to, what is it, Sean Hannity, one of them, and just laughing it off, saying, yeah, Durham's about to strike. And he was even laughing, knowing that he was lying. So the whole thing was a pause. And that's what we are in right now, ladies and gentlemen. In the meantime, this does involve the virus, actually. This is just a continuation of the military documents, of the DARPA documents that have been released through Project Veritas as the White Hats continue their big operation to expose the enemy as we move forward towards the New Republic. And this is a reminder, you know, the Veritas documents reveal DC bureaucrats had evidence ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine were effective in treating COVID, but hid this from public. So this is just another sensational headline to remind us. This is why Naomi Wolf, right, in that video that we watched yesterday, was saying, recommending everyone that you go get out there and read these bombshell documents. And this Hal Turner show, they've done that. And there it is, people. We're not going to get into it, but, you know, I just want you guys to see the document again. Evidence 100% of the fraudster and his cohorts blocking evidence of good, cheap, you know, basically side effect free medicines to treat early COVID, block viral replication. So you're good to go. You don't even need a mask. You don't need to be locked down. You're good to go. They needed this deep state operation. So we've been doing this for a while, people. You guys understand what's happening. Nobody walks away from this. What do you guys think? I need to update my chat box. It's not working correctly. But nevertheless, I could see that Hammer Guy 35 says, interesting, the military released documents to Veritas. Exactly. And they've been releasing documents to other people, Washington Post, New York Times. They've been rotating who they give the documents to. I've been saying this for months. Pay attention. At one point, there have been weeks. We've had weeks in the past where every day, every other day, something big comes out. So the Patriots, they released their documents nicely in a perfectly timed situation. And notice, nobody really talked about it, how the Veritas documents that were released from DARPA, notice the timing. It took place right before that Senate hearing, the continuation of the Fauci Nuremberg trial type hearing. So look at the timing. I'm always reminding people, look at the timing. When the enemy strikes, look at the timing of the enemy when they strike us. And look at the timing of the White Hats when they release things. Bam! Perfect timing. So that's a big, big thing. Okay, thank you, everybody. And how are we doing on Rumble? Okay, somebody said, had to get my meds from India, Southern Q Patriot is saying. All right. L-lysine is a COVID cure many don't know about, Chuck Stuff is claiming. All right. Look into that, people. L-lysine. And Ladar says, James O'Keefe is a hero. Get it out. Patriots, go global. And these heroes, they're showing up everywhere. You should know who to listen to by now. If you're still following these underground garbage channels and these people claiming they know, they don't know anything, people. They just are playing everybody. I've done everything I can to make people aware of the underground alternative media. Throw it out, people. There's some good things that come out here and there, but think judiciously. Think about it. All right. What's going on? All right. Somebody says, okay, we are ready. All right. All right, people. With that said, let me open up. Are we rolling on the foxhole? Well, I guess not. Yeah, the foxhole. Yeah, maybe it. Yeah, maybe we are. All right, let's see here. Is there life on the foxhole? D-C-O-D Tucker says N-A-C. Third Eye Open said Walgreen and CBS are punk. Okay, not everybody's all upset. Okay. Code Greek says Bernie Foxhole has been upgraded and is working great. Yeah, well, you know, I apologize for the foxhole disaster, but it is working once in a while. All right, people, with all that said, let's get to real news. Because to begin with, okay, well, all right, let's do this. All right, this is really the story of the day. This is quite shocking, but we have this unselect committee. This is a perfect example of an enemy. When the Q team said, never interfere with an enemy when they are in the process of destroying themselves. You would think the fake select committee would never do what I'm about to discuss. And some of you guys already know the story. We already know that the FBI did their investigation and found no insurrection whatsoever. But then we know that there are 14,000 hours of footage that the fake committee, they don't want to show you. Then we have Darren Beatty and the Revolver News and others, including Gateway Pundit, has done a lot of great work, and we've blown the roof open on a lot of things, right? We know that this Mike Bird, Dirty Mike, he blew this person's face right open, basically blew it right through the neck. Ashley Babbitt drops dead and loses blood in front of everyone. We know these operatives try to record that. We know that Antifa bum-rushed the Capitol because Trump supporters don't wear all black and have climbing gear and black helmets and all of that. And we know about Ray Epps and a lot of other... All these things are all coming out. Everybody sees it. You know, it's no special thing. And then we know that this FBI assistant director, right, with this Jill Sandburn... She comes out yesterday robotically and lies right to everyone's face while this beep is going off. Beep, 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 beep. Hold on. Let me see what they tell me. What? CCP? Oh, okay. We don't know anything. We cannot answer that. And we know she lied. So the very next day, you would never expect this. This has never happened in the history of any committee, any police, detectives, military, any sort of... attorney, any trial. We've never seen this in the history of law enforcement ever, people, where out of the clear blue sky, the enemy decides to self-destroy. It's way more than just weird. Out of nowhere, people, if you don't know this, it's shocking, where Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger lose their minds and basically confirm to us that Ray Epps basically is a federal operative. They do that. I mean, this is like in the cartoons. What? There's nothing in the closet. You know, these Bugs Bunny type. I remember growing up, I forget which cartoon it was. Or Sylvester the Cat. There's nothing going on here. And, you know, it's like the big, no, don't look here. Nothing is happening. What? They're both coming out. J6 committee cry over Ray Epps, who ginned up crowd. Led charge on U.S. Capitol and hurled giant sign at D.C. police, and they're coming out. Adam Kinzinger coming out, totally defending Ray Epps out of the clear blue sky, putting out these incredible statements. Right? I know this will break some hearts. And then the way he, look at the context in which Kinzinger is, what do you, I mean, people that are in committees don't talk this way. Adam Kinzinger, aren't you supposed to be in this committee? Act serious. Why is Adam Kinzinger sounding like Antifa? Like he's trolling us. Ah, it's going to break your heart. But we love Reyes. He's totally innocent. That's what he's doing, people. Art of War. Take a look, people. It's going to break your heart. For a few months, people like Tucker Carlson, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Gates, and now Cruz have been asking questions about a man named Ray Epps. He's on video the day of January 6th. We're going into the Capitol. And he goes on talking about, yeah, nothing happened. Why? Who knows? Maybe he knew he was videoed talking about the Capitol and blah, blah, blah. And when he comes out, regardless, he was put on the FBI most wanted list, then removed because all of that. The conspiracy. So he's going out and defending Ray Epps. Who would do that? Think about it. While people are being tortured in the DC prison, that he was an FBI agent has been gospel. And he comes out that this is all conspiracies. He didn't enter the Capitol on January 6th and was removed from the most wanted list because apparently he broke no laws. Yeah, except for the fact that he's calling for, we need to go into the Capitol. That is so contradictory to the whole mission of this fake select committee. He's the one yelling, we need to go into the Capitol. And he comes out. I'm pretty sure the FBI wouldn't be dumb enough to put their own agent on a wanted. Yeah, right. Read it. So again, now he's showing like the intelligence of a two-year-old. Ray Epps has cooperated with January 6th committee, and we thank him. Then he goes out of his way to thank this criminal. You cannot make this up, ladies and gentlemen. And all of them are coming out. And they're defending Ray Epps. Let's say Ray's an agent. He is not in capital. How do you know he's not an... Again, people, you guys get it. So he puts himself on the line. We have, right? Liz Cheney comes out. They all come out defending Ray Epps. If you could believe that shocking turning point in all of this. Now we know for sure, right? Now we know for sure. Thanks for answering the question. And to that point, let us, this is a big deal. Let's listen to what Tucker has to say about this.
January 6th.
Sir, I can't answer that.
Did you hear that? Cruz asked, quote, did any FBI agents or confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th? That's what he asked. And the obvious answer is, are you kidding? Come on now. Of course the FBI isn't secretly committing crimes of violence. That's insane. We're a federal law enforcement agency. We're not the Tonton Macoute. Next question, please. That's what Jill Sanborn should have said, but that is not what she said. Instead, she replied, quote, I can't answer that.
Exactly, people. That's exactly what I was saying. You know, again, it's not a big, big point. She said, I'm reiterating what Tucker is saying. The answer she gave, coupled with what is happening today, with Kinzinger putting out this propaganda, darkness to light, people. Darkness to light. But let me take it further. I believe that this is a coordinated disinformation operation. Well, put it this way, people. She didn't want to answer that. So that Adam Kinzinger can come out the next day and put out the rhetoric. I'll say it again. She didn't want to answer it. So that then the next day they were like, all right, Adam, you put out the propaganda. Because that's how we win. She didn't want to be under oath. She would have gone to jail. So she said, I'm going to hold back. You, Adam, you and Liz Cheney, you guys put out your propaganda defending our guy, Ray Epps. You guys see, and again, people, this is all happening within 24-hour period. Let's listen in more to some more.
But of course Jill Sanborn can answer that, and she should be forced to answer that immediately. No sources or methods would be revealed. Just answer the question. Did they participate in violence or not? Why is that hard? Tells you a lot. At another point, Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas asked the Assistant Attorney General, Matt Olson, about Ray Epps. Epps is the man you've seen in multiple videos encouraging the crowd to storm the Capitol, but somehow has never been charged himself. Here's that exchange.
Okay, so this is, it gets back to what I meant earlier, like asking if you're prepared for this hearing. You're the Assistant Attorney General for National Security. You run the National Security Division. The department has said that these January 6th prosecutions are one of their highest priorities. This is a man who was on the most wanted page for 6 months. Do you really expect us to believe that you've never heard of the name Ray Epps? You don't know anything about him?
I simply don't have any information at all, Senator, about that individual.
And people, by the way, that I'm, you know, I said it already. I want to throw it out there again because I think, you know, not everything gets through. Hear me again, ladies and gentlemen. They do these interviews on purpose. Let me see if I can get that shot again. Take a look at this image. They are doing the, they did this with Afghanistan, where the important people are always on a video camera. Why can't this guy be in the room? And this gives them the ability to put on an earpiece or whatever they're doing behind the scenes. This is the least transparent format for the New World Order, for this fake regime. They're doing this on purpose. Think about what I'm saying. They did it with Afghanistan as well, where General Webb, McKinsey, whatever, he was on the video camera. You know, he's somewhere miles away, right? While whoever his handlers are giving him the answers or whatever.
Visual.
In other words, they really expect you to believe that. Quote, I simply don't have any information at all on that individual. So the DOJ knows nothing about Ray Epps, the guy on the most wanted list. Right. That's absurdly false. And as if to underscore how absurdly false it is, within a short time, Democrats in the January 6th committee released a statement claiming that actually they'd already interviewed Ray Epps, and anyone who still has questions about his behavior on January 5th or 6th is a dangerous conspiracy theorist. Quote, Mr. Epps informed us, the committee said in a statement today, that he was not working with, employed by, or acting at the direction of any law enforcement agency on January 5th or 6th or at any other time, and that he has never been an informant for the FBI or any other law enforcement agency, end quote. Wow. Bombshell. Looks like case closed. We can forget about Ray Epps and move on. Sorry we asked. Oh, but wait a second. When exactly and under what circumstances did the committee talk to Ray Epps? Supposedly, this interview was conducted in secret last November. If that is true, we don't know that it is, but let's say it is, then why did the committee wait months to tell us today in a tweet? When the committee got its hands on Mark Meadows' text messages, we seem to remember they leaked those to the media within hours.
Exactly.
And by the way, was this Ray Epps interview conducted under oath? Did Democrats subpoena his electronic communications as they did with Meadows and so many others? Will the information Epps revealed to the committee be available to the many January 6th defendants who are now awaiting trial? Can their lawyers see a transcript of this interview? Can we see a transcript of this interview? If not, why not? And while we're at it, here's something else that's confusing. Epps is a longtime right-wing activist. As you know, he urged protesters to riot. Video from January 6th shows him at the forefront, right in front of the Capitol, appearing to usher others inside. So he wasn't just someone who was there. He was maybe the central figure there. And yet Democrats, for reasons that aren't at all clear, suddenly seem highly protective of Ray Epps. They don't want you to criticize him. Adam Kinzinger described Ray Epps today as, quote, nothing but a January 6th protest attendee. Really? Nothing but an attendee? He is, of course, the opposite of that. Of everyone there, Ray Epps is the one you should be maddest at if you're the Democratic Party. And yet they're telling you he was an attendee, not an insurrectionist, not a terrorist, just an attendee. Another engaged American exercising his constitutional rights. That's a huge change. It's bizarre. It doesn't make any sense at all. So what's going on here? Something is, that's for sure. And one last question. The committee has assured us that Ray Epps wasn't, quote, employed by, working with, or acting at the direction of any law enforcement agency. Okay. But why did the committee stop there? Would the committee be willing to broaden that statement and affirm in writing that Ray Epps wasn't working with any government agency, law enforcement, or otherwise? That would be a very simple change to make. Let's see if they'll make it. Let's see if Republicans will force them to make it.
Right there, people. Tons of questions being put out by Tucker. Yeah, I read someone's comment. Yeah, he's trying to keep up with us, right, Tucker? Everyone's trying to keep up with the Q Army. Everyone is. Good. I know Steve Bannon's trying to. All right, people. Yeah, so will the White Hats, how are they going to play this card? Is Kissinger now dead man walking? We shall find out. Will the White Hats follow through with some of what Tucker Carlson is saying? Really? Show us the communications when you interviewed Ray Epps. We're going to subpoena that now. Boom. So keep that in mind, people. I'm saying it tonight. January 12th, 2022. They are claiming that they interviewed Ray Epps. And like Tucker is saying, you know what? We want those communications. They just dug themselves into a deeper hole. We're not playing around with these people. All right, and as we round out this topic, let's cover something else, right? Don't forget, people, that... okay, look at this, people. When talk about digging yourself deeper. Okay, you guys are claiming that you interviewed Ray Epps, right? Then why did you not interview Mike Bird, the killer bird? Think about it. Breaking report, Officer Mike Bird was never even interviewed. How are they going to explain that? Has Kissinger got an answer for this? He was never even interviewed by DC police before he was exonerated for killing Ashley Babbitt in cold blood. I'm just going to show everyone that headline. Think about it. What's going on? The January 6th chess game just went to a new level by Kissinger putting out these statements and the committee putting out these statements defending Ray Epps. They should have just kept their mouth shut. Think about it. You decide what you think might be happening here. And if you think it's another issue with this committee, this should surprise you also. Well, really not, right? But it is surprising. January 6th panel targets another fellow lawmaker, seeks testimony from GOP leader McCarthy. So why? Because McCarthy just said that he is going to be he is planning to strip Adam Schiff, Ilhan Omar, and Eric Swalwell of their committee assignments. Right after McCarthy puts out that major threat that we covered on this channel a couple days ago, look what's happening a few days later. Boom. Nothing to see here. Think about it, people. They're destroying themselves. And they're going to try to intimidate McCarthy. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. I think McCarthy's going to do this exactly like Jim Jordan. You guys are not legit. And think about it, people. McCarthy? What does McCarthy have anything to do with the Capitol false flag? Come on. They're like literally... It's a reminder again to everybody that they are desperate. They need any communication. They know McCarthy's one of the first guys. Again, people, I've been saying it for a year. If not the first person that Trump said, hey, come on over to Mar-a-Lago. Trump secretly met with McCarthy right out of the gate back in January of last year. They know that. And now that McCarthy's making his big move, I think they are thinking, oh, McCarthy was an actor all along. He's with Trump. Again, actors will act. Speaking of actors, we're going to see a big example of that. But first, I just want you to take a look at a couple of quick headlines. Be aware, U.S. judge denies Prince Andrew's bid, right, to dismiss Virginia Guthrie lawsuit will go to trial. Will this be discovery? What will come out? Or will this be another Ghislaine Maxwell, no big deal, Well, we don't know, right? The Ghislaine Maxwell's still pending, but I'm not expecting anything big. We'll see. Right? And we also know, before we wrap tonight, be aware that court rules Pennsylvania Senate's investigation of 2020 election results in the state will move forward. Bad news for the deep state. Add that. I mean, I don't think they're going to be able to stop this, people. And remember, we already have Arizona. Arizona is just slowing it down to a crawl just because. I think they're waiting for the other teams. Teams! We know Georgia. Trump's already got Georgia. Trump's got Arizona. This would be the official. I mean, come on. Trump wins. I mean, it's already done. Trump, put it this way, people. It's a reminder. Trump has already won. We're just going through Kabuki theater as the drops come to life and people are seeing the evil for themselves. And that's the world that I live in. That's what I wake up in the morning to. I get it. Trump's in control, people. I mean, it's not that he's in control. We're allowing this to happen. Just like, right, Naomi Wolf said yesterday, this seems to be like patriots in the military are like allowing this thing come on, people. All right, and to wrap up tonight, I think this is relevant. We saw that a couple days ago, Lindsey Graham came out saying, yeah, we're in the worst situation ever. He's talking big, like sounding the alarm. Then we had McCarthy coming out, like we just covered, right? A couple days ago. McCarthy sounds crazy. What? I'm going to get rid of this guy. I'm going to get rid of Schiff. You guys are all going to get arrested. He's sounding big. McCarthy's like, whoa. And I've been saying, people, we are watching a movie. So who wants to be next? A crazy Mitch. Folks, I think this is the most important video of tonight. Listen very carefully to what is happening. I know a lot of you guys don't like Mitch. None of us like Mitch. But listen, Mitch, what are you talking about?
12 months ago, this president said disagreement must not lead to disunion. But yesterday he invoked the bloody disunion of the Civil War, to demonize Americans who disagree with him. He compared, listen to this, a bipartisan majority of senators to literal traitors. How profoundly, profoundly unpresidential. Look, I've known, liked, and personally respected Joe Biden for many years. I did not recognize the man at the podium yesterday. American voters did not give President Biden a mandate for very much. He got a tied Senate, negative coattails in the House, the narrowest majorities in over a century. The president did not get a mandate to transform America or reshape society. But he did arguably get a mandate to do just one central thing that he campaigned on. Here's what that was: bridge a divided country, lower the temperature, dial down the perpetual air of crisis in our politics. That is the one central promise that Joe Biden made. It is the one job citizens actually hired him to do. It is the one project that would have actually been consistent with the Congress the voters elected. But President Biden has chosen to fail his own test. The president's rant yesterday was incoherent, incorrect, and beneath his office. He used the phrase Jim Crow 2.0 to demagogue a law that makes the franchise more accessible than in his own state of Delaware. He blasted Georgia's procedures regarding local elections officials while pushing national legislation with almost identical language on that issue. The president implied things like widely popular voting ID laws to be, quote, listen to this, totalitarian. Totalitarian. Ironically, on the same day, the Washington, D.C.'s Democratic mayor told citizens to bring both a photo ID and a vaccine card anytime they leave the house. The president repeatedly invoked the January 6th riot, while himself using irresponsible, delegitimizing rhetoric that undermines our democracy. The sitting president of the United States compared American states to totalitarian states. He said our country will be an autocracy if he does not get his way. If he does not get his way. So the world saw our commander-in-chief propagandize against his own country to a degree that would have made Pravda blush.
Think about it, people. He's describing a man that's committing treason. Think about it. The end is near. When Mitch gets the call, all right, Mitch, you know the end is near. You want to understand which way the wind is blowing? I've been telling everybody, watch the GOP guys that are in the center. Keep an eye on the Mitch McConnells and on the Lindsey Grahams, these guys that everyone hates. Those are the guys you better be looking at. We already know what Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to say. We already know about the Patriot. This is way more important. You want to know the next chapter of the movie? Listen to what this guy is saying. See what you think. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me tonight. Don't forget to come on over to truthandrtv.com, ladies and gentlemen, where I will be having another video posted on the members channel in the next couple days, right? Either tomorrow or Friday, continuing my series on the rise of Soros's Nazis. Hence, all right, the rise of the ideology that was approved by Soros. Think about it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and don't forget, check out all the links in the description box, including the link to, right, prepare with Truth and RTV, people, because with the Biden regime, you don't know. Folks, are you really going to wait for the shelves to be empty with all the things that are happening, people? Of course you are not. If you have not yet prepared, ladies and gentlemen, take advantage right now of emergency food supply. Check out the links in the description box. If you're watching on Rumble or if you're watching on BitChute, click on the link and, or just go straight to the website, truthandrtv.com, to the support page, and get your emergency food supply now. Think about it. Why wait? And ladies and gentlemen, as you all know by now, my brand new album is already now released. It is available. And they don't have a link here, but it is also available on digital format, right, on Spotify. And if you haven't yet gotten yourself a nice T-shirt, check out the support page for with all the, you know, designs that are available in, you know, in the T-shirt store. And, you know, step up and be a part of this Patriot Apparel. movements. All right. Have your patron power. All right. God bless you all, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining me tonight. And I'll see you guys. I'll be back on Friday, right? On Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern. God bless you all. Get the word out. Share this message with someone that you know. And I'll see you on Friday. God bless.